enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Welcome back, ladies.
Woo! It's Monday.
It's Monday. It's Monday. We got the lovely Taryn Daly over there joining us.
Hello. Hello, Bulbit.
The very rockerish, chic, Sage, hi, it's Monday.
Hi.
And the amazing Kiana.
Hello, hello, hello.
And if people wanted to get a hold of our podcast, how can they do so, Taryn?
Well, we have options. You can call us 253-271-9343, or you can shoot us an email. It's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo! We also have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram under the same name.
Yep.
All right.
TheBroadcast999.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is there a dash in there?
No, I don't think so.
Just okay, so TheBroadcast999. Check it out.
Yep.
We post lots of stuff. Like, Sage just posted her amazing tattoo she just got.
Yay!
Which, by the way, I posted on my Instagram, like, oh, I got this cute little tattoo for Friday the 13th. It was one of the, you know, those, what do they call, the flash sheets?
Yeah.
I'm like, pick one. It's like, okay, cool, I'm gonna pick that. Why not? I've always wanted a tattoo where you just, I'm gonna pick a random one. That one looks cool. Do it. And then, like, I post, and then I see Sage just like, oh, yeah, mother.
Here you go.
Look at my leg.
Right, I was just like, well, screw you. Well, granted, I was talking to my tattoo artist that same day. I'm like, let's work on my shins and feet.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that, I'm like, no, I need to get this done now. Damn it, Sage. You gave me the hunger.
Quit raising the bar.
No,
Sorry, tell us
about it.
Well, it's huge, first of all. It's on my thigh. If you go to our Instagram, you can see the broadcast 999.
Don't mind me. I'm just breaking
adjusting
here.
Things.
Messing with stuff. It is a skeleton holding a mirror, and inside of the mirror, it's this, like, beautiful woman who apparently my tattoo artist, like, modeled after me.
Oh.
So her eyebrows are on fleek.
Of course. You best believe it.
So,
damn,
I love
girl.
It, though. It's
it has,
awesome.
Like, the really pretty almost, like, frame, if you will.
Yeah, so I've got a frame around my Seattle tattoo on my arm, so I kind of wanted to continue that theme.
Nice.
But yeah, it was done by Dustin Bogue at Project Tattoo in Metlake Terrace.
And hell, how long did it take?
3 hours.
Damn.
So I still need to get color, but all the shading and line work and highlighting is done.
Which, by the way, looks dope as F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty great by itself. Yeah.
It does. It looks good in the black and white.
I think there's a thing about, like, I don't know, for me, I love, like, just sporting a tattoo for the different phases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I've had, like, outline, like, when I had my wings done on my back, like, I just had the outline for a long time. Granted, it was also money, but I like the idea of, like, okay, this looks pretty cool on its own. Okay, let's add stuff to it. This also looks cool.
Yeah.
Let's add
yeah.
more stuff to it. It just keeps looking cool throughout all the stages.
It's the tattoo's journey.
Yeah. No, but that is really freaking legit, Sage. I'm very jealous.
I am too. Now I really got the bug, and I was talking to Brad likes tattoos. He doesn't love tattoos, and he knows that, like, my tattoo journey is, like, not over at all.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, can you just wait a little bit longer? I'm like, I can't wait another day. I just want to get something else.
My grandma is always like, can you promise me something? And I'll be like, what do you want? And she'll be like, can you not get any more tattoos?
Oh,
and I'm like, no. Sorry. I can promise you a lot of other stuff.
Just not that.
Even have, so in our family, like my entire extended cousins, everything, I think me and then my cousin Sydney are the only two that have any tattoos.
Oh, really?
None of the parents, none of the other cousins, no one. We're the only two that have any tattoos at all.
Yeah.
And so I remember, but one time Sydney couldn't make it to a family get together, and my mom was like, you're the only one here that has tattoos. Like,
oh.
Well, somebody step up to the plate and come to this dark side with me.
No, I'm kind of... So my cousin Sarah got married a couple years ago, and I only had my... Like, the only visible ones was the one on my back, and, like, I have a Day of the Dead skull on my ankle. And I told her, like, look, this is your day. I know our family. They're going to gossip. And she has a couple tattoos, but they're tiny, and you can't see them. Like, her mom saw them for the first time on her wedding day because she was helping her put the wedding dress on.
Mm-hmm.
One's, like, on her hip, and the other's on her rib. Like, it's little bitty tattoos, like a butterfly and a feather. And mine are gigantic, but normally pretty covered up. Like, I was wearing a dress. You wouldn't see them. But I'm like, my wings are going to be visible, and my ankle's going to be visible. This is your day, and people are going to talk, and I don't want them to take away from your day. I can get it covered up for you. She's like, no, I don't care. Like,
that's really cool.
That's your thing. Like, and people did talk, and people did stare. It was my mom's first time seeing my giant tattoo, and she's like, yeah, the colors are really pretty. Like, she was actually accepting of it. So I thought that was really sweet. Like, almost cried. Unfortunately, Like, if and fortunately, I'm hoping to get my feet and shins done within the next couple of months.
Ooh, that's gonna be painful.
My grandparents are having a 50th anniversary like vow renewal. They're basically having a whole nother wedding.
Nice.
And there's 17
Gross.
Cousins, and people are coming from out of. Oh, they're crazy as hell, so it's not that cute. It really isn't. But it's just gonna be an S show, a party. And I have family coming in from like California. Like, all the cousins are going to be together for the first time, and I don't know when. I don't think any of all the cousins have been together because some of them weren't even born yet when we were all together. So we're all getting really nice dresses. It's not just like church where we're going to go all out on dresses.
I'm supposed to get all fancy.
Go shopping with my mom, and I'm like, if I get my shins and feet done, I'm going to have to totally wear a long dress.
A ball gown.
Yeah, like some of them are going to wear like kind of floor length dresses. I'm like,
let's get some nylons or something.
That too. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, do you know that, do you guys remember like the phases of prom dresses? Like since we were in school to like all of a sudden it was these super short little things. It's back to long dresses for the high school.
But they're doing the whole like cutouts on the ribs and stuff or like low backs.
Another thing that has come, you remember in the 90s when they would do the two pieces?
I totally saw that.
Yeah. So they're, that's back. That's back. A thing.
Well, like, everyone's all about the midriff right now, like the high-waisted pants with, like, the, like, exposed midriff. Like, skinny and curvier girls are totally rocking that right now. I feel like that's
the... Put a shirt on.
Well, it's like, if you, this is the part that, like, you can expose and,
your
like...
ribs.
And not, like, show off, like... Like, if you were to expose the part right above my pants,
the
then it would
top?
Be my... Yeah, my, like, my roll would just be hanging out. So if you put it up here, at least
it's a little
bit more flattering.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm still... I'm not that, like, I'm not that girl.
I have a pair of mom jean shorts, but they're great because, like, they hold everything in, but I just wear a tank top over it. So you don't... You can't tell they're, like, they're mom jeans. Oh, you're wearing little booty shorts. Ha-ha, think again, buddy.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Mom jeans.
Thank you.
But I think floor-length dresses are gorgeous. And, like, I mean, I'm excited for you to get to, you know, maybe pick something really special for that occasion.
Like, but my mom's going to have to see it when we go dress shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hopefully I don't have the tattoos by then. But there's, like, a place in Tacoma. She and my cousin and my grandmother, they all go there. Like, they went and got my grandma's wedding dress there.
Mm.
Guess how much her wedding dress cost?
Oh, God.
Just guess.
I don't know. $2,000?
Wasn't it super cheap?
Yeah. I think I told
$50 bucks.
Almost. It's a little less than 100, but that's including, like, veil and everything.
Wow.
And she looks adorable.
Damn.
Although
wow.
she is hella scowling.
Oh, my God. My grandma. My grandma has a permanent bitch face. It's really weird when, like, she smiles because she doesn't a lot.
How old is she?
I don't know. Old.
My dad's mom doesn't smile in pictures too. Like, we'll all be like this, and then she's like this.
Yep.
Like, yeah, she just doesn't show.
That's
her
a grandma
teeth.
Thing. Like, that's Here's the picture. I'm not posting it because I don't think my grandma would appreciate it. And plus, my mom can't work a freaking phone camera to save her life.
She looks so pretty.
But like, yeah, that dress was super inexpensive. But it's like a discount place, and they have like really pretty dresses like that for like $100, for like $80. I think my cousin got her prom dress for like $80. Again, my mom can't work a camera, but you can kind of see
get the idea.
Like, it's just like, you know, really awesome dresses, and there's just
that's cool.
A crap ton of them. So we're going to go shopping at some point. I got to figure out with my mama
if and when I ever get married again, because, you know, the first time didn't work out so well. I will never spend as much money as I spent.
How much was the dress?
You're gonna look at me like I'm a terrible person. I spend more on my wedding dress than I have on except for my current car, than any car I ever drove.
All right. Do you still have it?
Yes.
I have an idea with it, but tell us how much it cost.
It was more than $4,000. Yeah. Yeah,
ouch.
I know. And now, at the time, I was like, I have to have this dress. It is my day. And now I look back, I'm like, you dumb bitch. The F were you thinking? Your poor parents. Like, it was one of those things like, Mom, I have to have this dress. And
Bridezilla.
Then we, like, lied to my dad about it. Like, my mom was on my side. But, like, now my mom and I both look back and go, oh, my God. And now, if I was to do it again, I would go that route.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm like, $50 sold. You
let's
know?
Go to this. Let's all go. Let's take a day trip. And
try wedding dresses.
And let's try wedding dresses on for Taryn.
As long as it looks good. You're only going to wear it one day.
That's the thing. Is like, I love, trust me, my wedding dress was beautiful. It was amazing. It was a, you know, kind of like a designer dress, and I loved everything about it.
Well, $4,000 designer dress.
Crap. Sorry, I said a bad word. Sorry. But it was one of those things that, like, you know, you can't go back and redo it. You can only learn from your mistakes. And that was definitely something that I would never do again.
Yeah. Well, like, you could always, have you heard of the trash, the wedding dress photo shoots?
Yes!
I think if, I mean, it is $4,000 or $5,000 dress, you know.
Can't you sell it?
Well, like, I've tried to sell it. I tried to sell it a couple times.
Mm-hmm. You could either
donate. But donating would be good.
You could donate it.
I'm getting a serious tax write-off for that dress. Seriously.
That or just the trash, the wedding dress. Like, I've seen some, like, really awesome ones where they, like, go paintballing or something.
Yes, you showed me that.
Paint, or they do, like, they'll just go swimming in the dress or go into like the mud and stuff. I think those are pretty funny. But I mean, donating would be really nice. I know there's a lot of like, there's, I forget what it's called, like Cinderella's Closet that does like prom dresses. You donate prom dresses and girls who can't afford dresses.
Totally.
Them, or rent them as well. Which might be actually kind of fun to talk to somebody from there.
That would be really cool.
If you know anybody, tell
I mean, it is one of those things, like, now I look back and I, like, you almost can, like, do the math. Like, how much did that dress cost me per minute to wear? Like, it was so stupid. Jesus. So freaking stupid. Don't do that, girls. Don't do it.
It's like, for me, like, when I can maybe understand spending a little bit more on the dress. Probably not that much because I'm kind of cheap. But, like, when I hear girls, like, my shoes were, like, $500. Mm. Like, one, you can't even see your shoes.
I don't even think I'm going to be, like, wearing my shoes majority of the time.
I wore orange flip-flops underneath my dress.
Nice.
Classy. I'm thinking, classy broad.
I'm totally thinking I'm going to be one of those, like, totally original, wear, like, my Chucks.
Yeah. That's what my best friend did when she got married. She's going to be celebrating, I think, her 5-year wedding anniversary this year, but she had red Converse, like brand new Chucks, and some of her pictures were with her just, like, hiking up the dress and these bright red shoes, and they're, like, the most amazing photos. So I'm a big fan of that.
I'd want, like, all my bridesmaids to wear Chucks, though. But I've already kind of, like, I was almost engaged once. Ooh, exciting. Y'all, he wanted to get married. I'm like, no, we're going to wait. So he's like, well, I want to propose. I'm like, oh, you're not gonna. Not now.
Not a good idea, bro.
No, we're not doing that now. But we did talk about, like, what our wedding would be like. So I did get a lot of ideas. Plus, I worked at a bridal store. So it's not that creepy that I think about this, guys.
Well, I don't think it's creepy anyway, you know?
They're like, you're single. Why are you thinking about your wedding? I'm like,
because trust me, guys think about their bachelor party before they have a girlfriend. So come on, get serious. We're allowed to do this.
I've been thinking about this since I was like 2.
All right, well, like, everything changes though. Like, what's the quick rundown? Because I know we can go into every freaking detail down to like the table decorations. But what is like the quick rundown of your wedding? Like the wedding you want?
There is a kind of like a courtyard in Pioneer Square. It's between two buildings, and it's got like a glass ceiling. And both of the buildings next to it are brick. Mm-hmm. And they have, like, ivy and stuff coming down.
Wow. Pretty.
And then there's just, like, this fountain that goes all the way, like, down the middle.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. And I want a gray wedding dress.
Oh, that's awesome.
A gray?
Oh, that's
gray.
Neat. Ooh. Oh, I like that.
My girlfriend did a sand-colored wedding dress. Oh. So it was still kind of like, I mean, she looked like the bride by, you know, by all means. Still like, you know, a lighter color than what everyone else is wearing. But it was really cool. I've never seen a color like that before. It was awesome.
Oh, and no diamonds.
No.
I don't want a diamond.
Mm. Are you pearl or?
No. I want something like masonite, I think it's called.
Masonite, I don't know.
What's that look like?
It's just it looks like a diamond.
Okay.
Basically, but it's manufactured.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And there you can get like a 2-carat one for like $1,500.
Oh, so you just want like a big old one, but not necessarily real.
Yeah, probably less than a carat, but I want something that's like, bam.
Yeah, and it's cool to have something different too. Like my best friend, same one that got married in the red Chucks, she has a sapphire for her ring,
pretty.
And it's gorgeous. And she didn't do a wedding band on top of her engagement ring. She just has that one ring, and it's gorgeous. And it's so different from anything else that I've seen before. And I love that her ring is so unique that she's not going to find somebody with a similar looking ring.
Yeah.
I already know my ring.
We are so busted for being girly girls.
Oh, right. Boys, any future boys, please don't listen to this. So you guys seen the movie The Crow?
Yes.
So you know how he looks for her ring, like he has her ring, Shelley's ring.
Yeah.
And like they get stolen and then he eventually finds it back. I found a shop on Etsy that sells them.
Oh.
Like they recreated it, but they sell them in different versions. So you can buy like a $50 one or like a $100 one.
Oh, nice.
Or like, I think the most expensive one, like the best quality is like less than $400. And I think less than $400 for a ring. I was telling Matt, the overnight sensation, Matt Koch. I was like, oh, I already know my wedding ring because we were working out and I showed him a picture of it. And he's like, that's not that expensive. I would marry you right now.
Let's do this, Biggie.
He's like, I'll marry you right now. I'm like, dude, bro, that's weird. I'm Like, even as a joke, that's weird. It's okay for me to talk about it, but when you start talking about it, I'm like, it's a little weirder to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's super pretty. And I don't know. Like, and I did, I've seen some pictures and like on Etsy too. Like, I think I'd get my ring from Etsy, like of the same thing, kind of like a sapphire. And I think that's really pretty. So either that or that or both. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, when I look at rings now, like, it's funny. You see something you like. But when you put it on, everything is different. Because I remember I really like black diamonds. I love black diamonds or just different colored diamonds. Yeah. So I was like all gung-ho about a black diamond. And I tried it on and I actually still really like it. But then there was this other setting that I tried on one time. Now I'm really sounding like a crazy person. I went ring shopping for my not ring. But I tried on one that was like just a solitaire type thing. And I was like, ugh, I'm going to hate
What's
this.
What's solitaire?
Like just a single diamond
circle.
Kind of,
diamond.
Like, it's like kind of like a higher,
on a post thing
a higher area. Setting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And it doesn't have any diamonds around it.
And I loved it. And it was one of those things that like looking at it in the case, I would never think like, nope, that's not my style. And I put it on and I was like, hot damn, I kind of like this.
I look good.
So it's, you know, sometimes you have to actually put it on and like, I'm encouraging you girls, go shopping. Go out there.
I'm super basic when it comes to wedding rings.
Basic bitch.
Like, I want, like, the halo.
Again, I don't know what this means.
I don't know these cuts.
It's so when you have, like, the big diamond, there's little diamonds around
it.
Oh,
okay. I know what that is. Yep.
I mean, it's super basic.
I like vintage. Like, I like really cool, like, design work into the band and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I like old school, old fashioned style rings and things like that. So I like funky swirls in the metal and stuff.
God,
like
the
that.
Men listening to this are
I know
like,
you guys,
these
you poor
crazy
guys.
Bitches.
Well, I've never even thought about it, frankly.
There we go.
So Kiana is the catch out of the four.
She'd be
of
like,
us.
Just hey, let's just.
I've
get a
never
tattoo.
I've never really thought about my wedding. I've never been into that. Like just.
Would you just like elope?
Yeah, I'm down with that. Or
go
something
to Vegas.
Super simple, like really small. It's I don't like, want a big production. Even ring wise, I just want like a band. I don't want anything flashy.
I want less than 100
I mean,
people.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I want.
But
less
the problem
than,
is that I'm
like,
always
20.
Attracted to the like super social people.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm not going to get away with that.
Yeah,
I'd rather like have a small ceremony if like you know to do the thing, and then
exactly.
have a party after.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
open bar and do that because I don't want to drag people to the wedding. It's boring. It's
like, so my parents have these friends that have been together since before I was born. I think I mean like for a really long time. But you know that song by the Beatles, you know, When I'm 64.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that they weren't going to get married until they were 64.
Oh.
And so that's what they've said their whole you know the whole time I've ever known them. Like, when are Vanessa and Gary going to get married? Oh, when they're 64. So they threw an engagement party last year because they actually got engaged and no one knew, but it was actually a surprise wedding.
Oh, were they 64 though?
No, they were not. So no one thought it was a wedding. Like everyone thought it was just an engagement party because hell, they're going to get married when they're 64.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It reminds me of Parks and Rec.
I guess they like one of their friends got diagnosed with cancer or something like that. And so they just kind of realized like, you know what? Why wait? Like life is short. You never know what you're going to get dealt tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just do this whole wedding thing. So they did a surprise engagement party or a surprise wedding that was looking like an engagement party, and I guess it was just amazing. I missed it because I was like, well, I'll go to the wedding. I can't make it to the engagement party.
Oh, no.
So I freaking missed it, and I was devastated.
Oh.
But so that is like the downside of that is that some people might not show up if you try to do that kind of thing. But it was everything that they wanted, so
that's
I thought
good.
That was pretty cool.
Aww.
And very different. I mean, I think that's cool to do something different like that.
Mm-hmm. I think I just want to throw a big giant party and just like food trucks and lots of booze and like
lots
maybe bands. Like I think it'd be fun to get like a lot of like local bands. Depending, like I always thought, like I'm gonna end up marrying a musician. Watch, I'm gonna end up because I live in Seattle. You throw a rock, you're gonna hit three musicians. And I've dated a lot of musicians, so I'm like, well, it'd be fun to get like a bunch of the bands together and just like have them play like different sets, or even have it like if I wanted to spend a lot of money on a venue, like rent out like not El Corazon but like a Showbox.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
Showbox Market.
Or Market.
Yeah, Market.
They could you imagine do weddings
if,
there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if like Windowpane played your wedding?
Ooh,
or something?
Like Windowpane, get like Van Epps.
Yes.
And
Clover Jane.
Get all of them. It's like, come on guys, just cycle through. Oh God, I'd need to pay so much more money for that open bar because boys know how to party.
Oh,
ooh,
totally.
Yeah.
Well, Brad and I have kind of talked about like if we were to ever get married. I mean, we've been together for a substantial amount of time, so these are conversations you have, but when he was married before, it was just the two of them, and then my wedding was like 300 people, 350 people, something like that. So we want something like very much in the middle, but we want it to be all stuff that we like, because we both found that when you plan a wedding, you plan it for everybody else. You know, like, yeah. what are they going to like? And what will the guests think mm-hmm. is cool?
Yeah, hell
F
no.
that. Mm-mm. Do it for yourself. And so we have these friends that are in a Rush tribute band called The Trees.
Nice.
And it's a female lead singer, and she is unbelievable. Her name's Julianne, and she crushes Geddy Lee. So we're like, you know what? No one that we know likes Rush except for us, but screw it. I don't care. I want to have a nice. Rush tribute band. So that yeah. might be a thing that happens. Who knows?
That would be awesome. I don't want
that is a really awesome.
I don't want a bridal party either. Which mm-hmm. some of my friends are like, what the hell?
I want to be your bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
but
I just mean, it saves
I want
money.
It yeah, I want it to be me and my fiance / soon to be husband up there.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
Well, you could always
well, besides
have,
my day.
You could have yeah. them up and then have them sit. That's kind of what we did.
Come up and say hi and then get the F off the stage.
I don't even want them to go down. The only person going down the aisle is me.
I like that. It's very exclusive.
Yes.
And now, would you do like a flower girl or anything like that, or none of that either?
Well, you have your little sister.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, she could be a little
But I feel like, you know, depending on how...
Okay, but
how,
let's be honest, she's probably going to be 16 by the time that happens.
That'd be funny. It's like, why am I the flower girl? Just do it.
Just do it. Put on those cute little shoes with the ruffle socks.
All right. Well, let's shift for men. The guys listening to this.
Sorry, guys.
Like listening to all the crazy. There's something I noticed on Facebook recently, and it kind of has me paranoid.
What is it?
So you see that if everyone's on Facebook, you see the suggested friends. Like, obviously, if you have... like the friends of your friends, or if you like, oh, this person has 10 mutual like friends in common.
Yeah.
And every now and then you'll get a random like no friends in common. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yesterday I was scrolling through and I got a bunch of suggested friends that I had no friends in common with. And I'm looking at these people. These are all guys I've met like on dating sites that I don't talk to anymore. We're not friends, but because of my phone, I'm thinking because they're in my phone and my phone
yeah,
number.
So they're connecting. Oh, yeah. So because Facebook connects to your contacts.
But I've never seen that before. So I'm sitting here like, oh, there's this guy. And oh my God, this guy I haven't talked to in years. And this guy. Oh, and that guy. Oh God. Oh God. Like, so they could see that too? Are they like seeing me? I don't want them to find me on Facebook.
When it does suggest friends, does it suggest you to the same person that it's suggesting for you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's
but
a
I mean,
really
like, if
question.
It's on their phone too, like, if they obviously have my phone number still,
ew.
They could see that. I'm like, oh.
Is there something in the settings you can maybe change? I know you can block if somebody wants to look you up by phone number, you can actually shut that off. So they can't, if they have your phone number, they can't find you. On Facebook.
I didn't even know that. You guys are so smart.
I'm thinking there is. I'm just like, I saw that and I was losing my mind. I was like,
that's creepy. I'm like, I've been noticing that. Now I gotta look and see.
That's really
weird. Because
I'm
like, okay, well, this guy I've looked on his Facebook before, but this guy I'm like, oh, I haven't spoken to him in years. Or this guy I haven't spoken to in years either.
Doesn't that almost seem like a weird invasion of privacy, even though it's not,
well,
you know?
Well, like, what weirded me out is the first guy I saw, I was talking about him the other day, because I'm like, oh, yeah, he works at blah, 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 because my friend went there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know the dude there. I mean... very briefly I knew him.
Facebook knows all.
And so that scared me. So that was just my
my God, is Facebook God? I don't understand.
I think it's almost.
It's
I think
really
it's getting
weird,
there. Godly.
It's big
godlike.
Mm-hmm. God, Facebook is so godlike, yes.
Okay. It makes me wanna like if I wasn't social media, I think I'd delete my accounts for a little while. Just go without.
Just take a break.
Get
a
off the grid.
Little social vacation.
Exactly.
I don't know. Anyways, but that was just me wanting to bitch about Facebook.
I like that.
That was it. Oh, but Taryn, you actually just went on vacation.
I did. Speaking of no social media, I went up to Lopez Island with my mom and my sisters. Every year we do like a little getaway because all three daughters went to WSU, where there's a great mom's weekend every spring. And then after my baby sister graduated, we didn't want to stop doing mom's weekend. So every year we still go somewhere. So we went to Lopez Island and there is very spotty cell phone service and like hardly any Wi-Fi to be found on the whole island. Mm-hmm. And it's extremely refreshing. Nice. I mean, we got a couple pictures posted here and there from the trip, but really we were off the grid.
Majority
and
of time
it was awesome. But we stayed at, it's called the Fisherman Bay House, which is connected to the Lopez Islander Resort, which is right on the water, right on Fisherman Bay. You know, and it was opening season of shrimping. Lingcod fishing is open now too. So there were a ton of people out in boats and stuff like that.
Did you eat a lot of fish?
Well, we didn't. We didn't eat it. Actually, did I eat any fish? I don't know. I'll have to think. I was kind of hammered a lot of the time. I don't think I ate any seafood the whole trip. We did. We actually brought salmon, but my baby sister is like terrified of seafood, so we decided not to make the salmon, and we made chicken instead. But yeah, we had an awesome time. We drank a lot of wine. We left on a super early ferry because those protesters were going to be out, all the kayakers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we left on a 6:20 ferry, and like, I don't do mornings. Ooh. You guys know I don't do mornings. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we were by 10 o'clock in the morning, we'd already finished a magnum bottle of champagne.
I love it.
And we drank like the rest of the day into the night. But we did wine tasting. We went to some really great restaurants. They have a killer bakery there that, oof. I mean, we got these like ham and Gruyere croissants.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I haven't eaten anything today. This is awesome.
I know.
I'm very
you'll
hungry.
Probably hear my stomach.
Well. They had it was called a hand pie, and it was a raspberry rhubarb hand pie. Basically, like, I think we got drunk and then, like, just started pulling it apart, like, rawr, but it really was amazing. And they have, there's tons of, they have, like, the resort has all these hotel rooms, and it's two stories, and then they have some rental houses and stuff, too. So if you have, like, a bigger group, I think the place we stayed could probably sleep about 12, and there was only four of us.
Nice.
But then they have rooms where you could get, like, you know, you could stay in a suite, mm-hmm. you know, for two people or whatever. I mean, lots of cool options. But that, if you haven't been to Lopez, highly recommend it. They kind of nickname it Slopez because everything's just a little bit more laid back. And if
like
someone
that.
Says, like, oh, that's we're nice. Going to meet at 8:30, like, they're coming at 10, just so
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to mm-hmm. be there at 8:30.
That would drive me crazy. Oh,
that's kind of how I was. Like, I went and hung out with a bunch of friends last night. They're like, okay, we're all going to start trickling at different times. I'm like, we're going to start at 7. And I went to another friend's house. She already started drinking. And she's like, come to my house. I'm like, is she okay? She sounds a little weird.
Oh, boy.
And then I get to her house. She's like, I'm sake drunk. We had sake with dinner. All right, honey. And it's like, I need you to put your clothes on. She just got out of the shower. I'm like, I need you to do. She's like, I need to do my hair and makeup. I'm like, okay, well, hurry, because we're late. And then I ended up, I'm like, you know what? I got to go. It's half hour late. I got to go. I want to meet people there. And I get there. Nobody's there.
Oh, God.
And it's eight, like an hour later than everyone was supposed to. Nobody. And then she eventually shows up about an hour and a half late. And then we ended up going like, okay, let's just go wrangle everyone. So we started walking around Ballard, finding everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was fun. But that's just kind of what I thought about the... Like, cool, thanks. Like, an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Well, even, like, we kind of joked about even, like, the businesses there because they're on island time. You know, it's like most businesses don't open mm-hmm. until, like, 10 o'clock. There's a straight-up cafe there that does not open until 10. I'm like, but what if I want breakfast at 8:30? Like, you got to go somewhere else. It's just, it's totally different. But yeah, if you're a shrimping person, like, that's a really good place. That's a really good place to go out shrimping is out in the San Juans.
Very nice. Well, I kind of went somewhere opposite of Slowtown. I went to New York for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So impromptu trip. Just got like a super good deal on airfare. So split to New York.
Did you go with your brother?
Yeah, he met me up there. He flew up from D.C. He lives in D.C. He works out there.
How many years apart are you guys? Pretty close,
six
right?
6 years.
Six? Okay.
Yeah, I'm awesome. 6 years older. Yep. So, but yeah, it was fun. And oh, my God, I love New York.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, we know we're losing Kiana, too.
Yeah, that's
like what was your favorite parts about New York?
It's fast and there's a lot of people and it's just go, 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 go all the time. There's always something to do. And I like that constant energy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be just sitting still. Even though I'm a really calm person, I just have to be doing something constantly.
Yeah.
So it just totally fit in. And all the art museums, I think I spent 4 hours in the Met.
Oh, wow.
I went to the Guggenheim, went to MoMA. So it was just like...
How many days were you there?
I flew in Thursday and then I flew out Saturday because I had to go to, I flew out Sunday, because I had to go to Ohio on Monday.
Wow.
For work, for a manager's meeting.
Thing. Drive.
Yeah, so I was kind of like all over the place, but well worth it. It was just amazing. If you haven't been, go. I stayed down in Manhattan in Soho.
Yeah.
So kind of, I didn't even do any of the touristy things. I didn't go to Times Square, didn't do any of that. Just walked around.
That's so
hours
cool.
and hours just walked.
I was there for like less than 24 hours mm-hmm. one time, and it was not like you can't even see anything in less than 24 hours.
No.
So I need to go back.
Yeah, and I tried to scratch the surface. I just stayed kind of like in that little area and just kind of hit the things I wanted to see. But oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
I went there for about a week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Back in college.
Did you like it?
I liked it. I could never live there
because
it's such opposite of like a West Coast mentality.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I loved it though. It was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of
things to do.
I kind of like that mentality a little bit. I just felt
the rougher on the edges.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. People are just walking fast, and I like that. It's like people, you know,
everybody's
like,
that.
Yeah,
honestly,
I love that
aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you can't be late over there.
Mm-mm.
Like, at all, you will get yelled at.
Well, also, a thing I learned about New Yorkers is that they have, like, their work shoes and then their walking shoes. So you carry a bag with, like, your work shoes and you walk in your sneakers. And then when we get to work, you put on your heels or your nice shoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing a lot of walking.
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The first day when I flew in, I think I ended up walking, like, 8 miles. I didn't even realize it. I was just walking. I think I walked like 5-6 hours.
And it's all flat.
It's all flat, so you can just go walk.
Okay,
yeah, you can just
like,
keep walking.
It's funny because I keep thinking of Seattle walking like that much. I'm like, ugh.
No, you don't even notice it. Yeah. Like, you seriously don't. Like, I mapped it and I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I walked that far. It doesn't feel like it. It's totally flat.
I like flat. I like flat.
No hills.
Speaking of high heels and stuff, did you guys see that picture that was floating around the Facebooks? Apparently, this company, or I forget if it was a restaurant or something, forces their employees to wear high heels. And so one employee took a picture of her, like she had like the little nylons, like the half socky things that kind of hide behind the shoe, and they were all bloody.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. And so like that kind of just spread like crazy.
Oh,
and apparently
there's
like companies in, like there's a company in UK or something where this girl comes in for her first day of work. And she was wearing flats. And he's like, no, no, no. Women here have to wear 2-4-inch heels.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, well, tell me what benefit I will have by not wearing those, like by having to wear those, or like what? Like what? Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my flats, just cute little flats. Like, how is this going to hinder my work? And they sent her home.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, any doctor or chiropractor or anyone who studies the human body will tell you that that is terrible for your health and wellness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't, like, I have little wedges on today. But
we just have more, a little more support.
Yeah,
a little
there.
Yeah, I can't even do like the stiletto heels. Like they just kill my feet.
I wear heels about 4 times a year.
Yeah, I think maybe once a year.
Today is not one of those.
All of my heels are wedges. And then I have one pair of actual like high heels, but they're Jeffrey Campbell's. Mm-hmm. So they have that super thick heel and that huge platform.
A little bit more support to it,
But another thing.
Oh, I was going to say, in the UK, this is legal for them to do. Like, you have to wear heels because it's part of a dress code. It's like, well, you wouldn't make men do this.
Exactly.
So, like, they're right now, they needed 100,000 signatures for a petition. I think a video I saw said, oh, they were at 22,000. I'm looking at right now at a story. They're at 120,000.
Nice.
God damn.
Signatures at this point, I think. So yeah, we like, if you don't want to wear heels, then don't wear, like, you shouldn't be forced to wear them. If you want to, then freaking rock it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and it shouldn't be like, well, then you can go work somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. I understand having a dress code, but heels are not. Oh my God.
I just found the picture of the feet all bloody.
That's horrible.
It's terrible. Along the, like the same lines as this, I saw this morning while we were driving into work. There was, whoa, did you just turn my mic up?
A little bit.
Oh, sorry. I was like leaning away from it. Okay. There was this weather reporter who was wearing this like little black dress.
Oh,
it was pretty long. Like it was down to her knees, but it was very figure, you know, figure
fitting.
Form fitting.
Straps.
And it had like little straps on it. And the male news anchor brought her a cardigan in the middle of this live broadcast.
It's funny because I type in reporter on Google and the first thing that pops up is reporter forced to cover up.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think
they
I can get the...
They got so much backlash.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see. I might have the... Oh wait, that's a commercial. Don't worry about that. I was like, I have the audio. Nope, I don't. Not yet. No, that is pretty ridiculous, actually.
Good Lord.
Like, it's... Why? Like, okay. Like, I mean, okay. It is kind of a sparkly dress, though. That's cute.
It's a really cute dress.
I mean, can I see it? Will you turn it to me?
Right, I'm going
to
turn the video on.
It's a cute dress, but it's,
going
you
on.
Know, a weather person.
You want me to put this on? Why? Because it's cold?
I'm getting a lot of emails.
What?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I look like, why?
A Los Angeles weather woman
that
had
works.
A very awkward moment on live TV. Viewers were complaining that Liberty Chan's dress was inappropriate.
Oh, sorry, that's another video.
I'm getting a lot of emails.
Stop. What?
Getting a lot of emails.
Sorry,
how disrespectful. At least wait until the segment is over. Don't like embarrass her like
that. No, that's something to be discussed in private and be like, you know what, we are getting some issues. We're just going to need you, but not on air.
And I'm going to say something that might be a little controversial, but if it was a woman that had done that to her instead, I don't think there would have been as much backlash.
No, probably not.
Because it was a man doing it to her.
Yeah.
I think that's why people are so pissed about it. But
yeah.
Well, it's like the whole, like, everything, like, a man can't say anything to a woman nowadays without it being taken out of context or taken.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he did sound like a douchebag. I think
we're
woman
getting
did that,
a lot of emails.
But just, like, the way he was holding it up by, like, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
it shouldn't have been done while the cameras were rolling.
No.
It should have been done at a break. Like, that's just completely
weird.
And I don't care, man or woman doing it. Like, the timing was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You done screwed up.
It just makes your broadcast programming, look really unprofessional and look really amateur.
It draws more attention to the issue than by just ignoring it and then addressing it off air by making a big deal about it on while you're live. Yeah. It's like, oh, well.
Like if she had come on after the next break
with a better cardigan.
Than a man's sweater is what that looked like.
Like if they had put a blazer on her or something. Yeah. They have wardrobe.
I think have you guys ever seen like the Mexican or like South American like weather women?
Oh yeah. They are like
boom, boom. Like, you know, here are my boobs. Here's this tiny little dress. Here's me in a bikini. Like, it is just nuts. Like, it's like really cute little like, granted, that looked more like a party dress to me. Like, I mean, this is just in a fashion way.
It looked like a cocktail dress.
If she had put like a cute little blazer on top of it.
Like, not so much because to cover up, but because it looks like a nightdress.
No, but it would have made it a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
You don't see women on, well, at least not in our area. I don't know, in like a warmer climate, but you just don't see people in our area wearing that little, on like, especially on the topic, showing arm, even showing your arms, you know? Like, there's not a lot of that.
But I don't think there's like a problem necessarily showing arms. Like, the thing I think I have a problem with her outfit is like, that's a nightdress. Wear the same thing, same cut, but less sparkly, maybe like a blue dress.
Yeah.
Like a red dress. I don't know. Like, I'm just like, that's not a daytime. Like, well, I want to look at you and think daytime.
And one of the reasons that I ended up choosing to get into radio instead of television was because it's not an easy journey for women in that industry. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, I'm sure people would argue it's the same for men, but there's a lot of contract things that you have to sign about, like, you know, what you wear and your hair and all sorts of stuff. Or at least there was when I was kind of looking into it, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I don't follow the rules.
Yeah, I want to do that.
So I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, I like to change my hair color, and I like to wear whatever I want to wear. Yeah. And you can't wear whatever you want to wear on television. But there are a lot of rules, and I'm kind of a rule breaker.
But even like off, like when you're not on in front of the camera, like if you're going to be out and about, like you have to kind of assume this air or this person, like that's very professional all the time kind of vibe. And like, that was, like, I wanted to be a news anchor originally before I got into radio, too. Like, that was my thing. Like, I did it in high school, and I loved it. But then I realized I can't have tattoos. I can't have piercings. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, dye my hair funky colors. Like, unless someone starts a TV station with a bunch of weirdos.
An alternative.
Like, an alternative news station. Like, seriously, let's start it. That is our new thing. Like, alternative news.
Alt news. I like it.
Like, it's not even that we're just being like, oh, totally metal, F you, blah, 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 anarchy. It's just like, look, we're just alternative looking
people.
We
just look like regular people.
Like, regular rockers who want to just talk about the news. It's like, hey, have you heard about, you know, the city of Seattle has now banned, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do that.
It's tough. I mean, I respect women who work in that field because I know it's not easy. I mean, remember when you shared that video recently about the female sports reporters?
Yeah. Oh, we shared it within our private group. And I think we talked about it for a little bit here on the podcast.
Yeah. But like, I mean, there's women that work in like the sports world that get destroyed every single day by social media. And, you know, so I respect any woman who works in that environment and like rises above that kind of negative energy that can be out there. So hats off to women who do that. It's not an easy road, I don't think.
No. Plus, it'd be hard to like talk about our binge drinking on TV like we do. Which, speaking of binge drinking, I've made a decision. I made it a couple days ago. I'm going to quit drinking for 30 days again.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing it again.
Can I drink for you?
The what?
Can I absorb the drinks that you're not drinking?
Yeah. Well, I realized, like, because I have a couple of girlfriends that are, like, bartenders, and I've been hanging out with them more often, so they're like, let me make you a drink. And they'll make it really strong, or they'll make really, and they're really delicious. Like, I don't know how she does it, but my friend makes the best margaritas, like, the perfect amount of sweet and the perfect amount of sour. It just, like, she does it kind of by hand.
So I've been way too much tequila, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, but you can't taste the tequila.
Oh, it's dangerous.
I had a double one. So I'm like, oh, I want a double because I'm going to go to a show, and I could not taste the tequila at all.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was so delicious. But then I realized I've been doing this a lot lately, or I've had a lot of excuses to go party. So I need to like calm my liver down. Like, it's probably really pissed off right now. So, like, well, what also happened? I didn't eat all day on Friday. I didn't realize I hadn't eaten like since 1 a.m. It's like midnight. We decided to get a couple drinks, like some of my friends. And oh, my God, like they went down like easy. But again, I didn't feel hungry.
Yeah.
And two little margaritas, little ones. oh, I was done.
Game over.
I was like, okay, guys, so I'm leaving my car here. I'm gonna somebody has to take to get me home. I'm gonna have to take an Uber to get my car in the morning. Oh,
and
it was like a really awful hangover. I'm like, I can drink more than this. I have drank more than this. This is bull crap.
It's when you get older too, like, I mean, in my early 20s, I don't even think I knew what a hangover was. Like, it just, I never got hungover. And then now when I get a hangover, I'm like, can someone drive me to the hospital? I think I need
something's
an IV.
Wrong.
Something's
wrong. I drink two drinks and I have a hangover.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's a different life we live now.
Oh. No, but so I kind of have to cool it. So I'm doing 30 days starting now.
Hey, I support
nice.
That.
I like it.
You. So hopefully let's see how this goes.
And you'll be the one to remember all the stupid stuff that everybody else does, which is very exciting.
Yeah. But then it gets really annoying. Like, I went out with some friends last night because we didn't have a show this morning. Because Steve's actually in New Jersey right now for his father's retirement party.
Oh, awesome.
Which
different
you'll hear all about in a couple days when we come back.
Yes.
And my friend, she like got sake drunk, and I'm kind of dealing with her. Like, I love her, and she's amazing when we're both on the same level. When we're both drunk, it's awesome. When we're both sober, it's awesome. But when she's drunk and I'm not,
it's not the most so annoying thing.
Oh, my God.
She's adorable. Don't get me wrong. She's sitting there dancing, like doing white girl dance in like a towel.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
flats, she's just like sitting there with like her hair up, and I'm like, okay, well, we need to get the hell moving. Put your makeup on. Let's go. We gotta go.
Oh my gosh!
But the whole night she was just super, super drunk, and like she was just talking to everybody and chatting up like with some of the other friends, and her boyfriend got all like jealous. It's like, okay, for one, no, the guy she was talking to, he's our brother. Like, not anything like
to the relationship.
Not a threat.
Yeah.
You're fine. But she was like all like trying to like give me lap dances, like bit my face at one point. I'm like, all right, I'm entirely too sober. Even as I kept drinking a little bit, I got a little buzz going. I was entirely too sober for
not
that.
On the same level.
I'm
yeah.
like, what is up
Jackie? What is up with drunk people biting cheeks?
Is that a thing?
I feel like that's a thing. Anytime I hear somebody like who is kind of sober around somebody who is just absolutely oust. There you go. Bleep. They always like bite their cheek.
I think
like, I've had my cheek bit a few times.
I have never been bit.
Really?
Have you?
I don't know if I've been bit.
You know what I think it is? I think it's their way of getting close to your face, like mouth to your face. So that's like, oh, let me bite your face. I'm going to do it subtly. In their head, they think they're being subtle, but they're not. And I think they're trying to find a way. I think they're trying to find a way to kiss you, and that's them testing the waters.
I have a different theory. I think that they're just really hungry because they're drunk, and they're like, "You look like you taste good. Come here."
Speaking of drunk, okay, that made me. I'm super hungry. I haven't eaten anything today.
I know. I'm really hungry too.
I'm thinking of all like the delicious things you eat at night, like when you're really drunk.
Pizza,
Taco Bell.
Euros, man.
Oh,
I went
love
to,
Euros.
There's a place in like Olympia. We like outside, they were just selling Euros after all the clubs closed and bars closed. I mean, granted, one of the guys tried to scare me out of money. Like, I was drunk as hell and I'm looking. I'm like, dude, it should not have cost me $20 for 2 euros. And he's like, oh, you know, like he knew exactly. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, no, sorry, I forgot. I'm like, no, you,
no, you didn't. You were trying to take advantage of me, but I'm too smart for you.
I'm real drunk, though, but that Euro was freaking fantastic.
I'm a big fan of the street carts. Like, I get out of a show or something like that, and there's a freaking guy selling hot dogs. I'm like, yes.
Cream cheese? Cream cheese?
Oh, yeah, gotta have it.
Cream cheese.
I hate cream cheese.
Oh, it's girl.
So good. It's delicious.
Is it because it's the same color as your skin?
No, because if that was it, I would love it.
Oh, okay. I'm teasing.
I hate the smell. I'm weird about smells. Like Greek yogurt, cream cheese, cottage cheese, the smell,
the
vinegar, the
things?
Smell of it.
Oh, huh, really?
Yeah.
The tang.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
What if something has cream cheese in it and no one tells you? Like, can you sniff that out? Like, if it's in like a dip?
If it's in a dip, it's fine. If cheesecake, totally fine with.
Let's be camouflaged a little bit.
Yeah. If it's in like sushi, F no.
Cream
yeah.
cheese frosting.
Yes.
Because it has the sugar.
Yeah.
There's
I mean, it's kind of the same thing with like cheesecake. It has sugar and it has egg and it has all that
stuff. See, I didn't like cream cheese until my adult life, and I had never considered putting it on a hot dog until college. And then now it's like, it changed my life.
I can't have a hot dog without it.
Standing outside of the Coug.
Oh, God. We call it street meat.
Yeah.
Street meat. Munchies hot dogs at the
Coug. I was
going
to say, I call street meats a different story to me.
Strange street meat.
Okay, moving.
Moving on. Talking about meat. How was Kiana's weekend?
Hey, I kind of heard something.
It was fine. It was good.
That's all we're going to tell them.
You can give us the very vague, like, you know, the seal has been broken. Or,
what?
I don't know. Like,
well, it's been a while since, you know, I've been out in the scene a bit, so, you know.
So you, you seen it.
Kiana saw it and she felt it and she did it.
Thank you. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes, I had sex this weekend. Woo-hoo! Okay, it was great.
Sorry, I had to call you out.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right, but I hear there's going on with you too. I don't care. I'm swearing today. I'm hungry.
I just have a question. Raise your hand if you had sex this weekend.
Does Thursday count? Yes. Oh, it's technically Friday morning, so yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice, you're in. Ladies.
All right, way to go,
nice
girls.
Nice job, ladies.
4 for 4. Woo!
Woo! Woo! It was mediocre, but I still did it.
Mine was not mediocre.
I can't say the same thing.
All right, so there's some changes, because I know we were kind of complaining about how we were not doing so well in the dating scene.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you, Sage?
So a couple weeks ago, Johnny-O, our beloved events coordinator who sadly left us.
Yeah. Damn it, Johnny-O. I'll never forgive you for ruining my life.
He's like, I miss you, bro.
He's so sweet. I miss him.
We miss you.
We had a going away party for him at the Art Marble down in South Lake Union. And Vanessa, Brian, Daniel, and a couple of other people, and I got there pretty early. So we sat down, ordered a drink, ordered some food, and then this guy walked in. And I was like, ooh. I was like, hello? Vanessa, Daniel, go wingman me. And they're like, no.
Dude, that's not happening. I should have been there.
You're on your
exactly.
own.
Exactly. So I had a Long Island, and then I had another Long Island. And I called my cute little adorable gay waiter. His name's Hoyt.
Hoyt.
He was so cute. Hoyt. We're friends on Facebook now. I don't remember that.
Oh, good old Hoyt.
I was like, hey, you see that guy over there with the beard? He's wearing like a blue hoodie. I was like, his next drink's on me. And he was like, all right. So we went over there. And apparently, his name's Josh. Apparently, Josh thought that it was just one of his friends that was at the bar. So we didn't think anything of it. Like, he didn't ask or anything. He was just like, okay, double rum and coke, whatever. And then Hoyt came back and he was like, he didn't really ask. And I was like, well, then what the hell? Go over there and like, take him. Show him who bought him the drink. And so he did. And then Josh came over and talked to me, bought me a drink, exchanged numbers, you know. Yeah.
I was going to say exchange something else, but I'm...
Can we talk about the fact that was a rad move?
Baller.
That was. Like, when you came in and told me that, I was like, you bought it? You sent him a drink? Oh, my God. Like,
who does that anymore?
Getting it done.
And it worked.
It did.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Aww.
He's such a sweetheart. Checks off so many little things on my list.
Aww.
Spent 10 hours with him yesterday. Seeing him again tonight.
Wow.
Where does he live near here?
Holy Sorry. That is warranted. He just signed a lease on an apartment that is in the Newmark building, Newmark Towers.
Mm-hmm.
It's above City Target in downtown Seattle.
Ooh.
The view, he's on the 23rd floor.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The view is of the market and the sound.
Oh, very cool. So, by the way, if you wanted to go stalk the guy, he's on the 23rd floor.
Yeah.
I'm coming over, Josh. I want to see your view.
It's super hard to get in that building unless you have, you know, credentials.
It's like guarded by security men with guns.
But it is so beautiful.
That's really cool. And congratulations on a fun new chapter in your life.
Yay! And congratulations to your vagina.
Yeah, she's a little
girl.
Worn out today.
She's dancing. She's so happy.
Dancing with myself, but not really. Sorry, I don't know what's like. Again, I'm tired. I am hungry. I went to bed real late last night.
Yeah.
No, but I'm excited for both of your genitals.
Yeah.
Like, that's like what I tell to my guy friends, like, when they go out, they're like, I don't know. I'm like, dude, I want nothing but good things for your genitals. Go
yeah, you
up
always
and
tell me,
happen.
I pray for your genitals.
That's my thing. I pray for your genitals. Like, when they're like, I really want to go, you know, have sex. I'm like, I'm praying for your genitals.
Do you know what a messed up thing is that I say that's kind of like the opposite of that? Is when you see someone that someone else, like, that they, you know, banged in the past or something like that, I'll always go, oh, my God.
A hex on your genitals.
You were inside of her or something like that. And they're like, ew, don't remind me. Or he was inside of you.
I don't think I could have any of that, but I think I might just leave it
gosh.
And screw it.
Yeah.
Screw it.
You were in her. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay for all of us getting the
some action.
Deed. Yes.
The deed.
Yes.
Oh, actually, I wish Sarah was here because I have a story about Thursday and how I got action.
Mm. Okay, has there been any update with her taco truck guy?
Well, yeah, she's been hanging out with him more and more. Ooh. Like, we were supposed to shoot, like, we went out with a bunch of my friends, and she was supposed to come out with him last night, but she was just too tired after work, so she didn't. But yeah, we'll have to hear a full update next time she's on the broadcast.
What's his actual name?
Actually, I don't remember.
No.
Is it weird? I keep thinking
Taco Truck Timmy or something.
Yeah, we'll just call him Taco.
Paco's Tacos.
Let's just call him Taco. His name is Taco.
Taco. Oh, are you having tacos? She's from Boston.
Tacos.
Let's get some tacos. No, so we went out on Thursday night because we didn't work Friday. And so we went to the rickshaw.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You texted me and I was like, nah.
No, like it was just me and her. It ended up being her. And so it was nice because we wanted to do some girl talk. Had this, like, you know, adorable little nerdy guy. Have you guys seen Breaking Bad?
I've seen, like, 2 episodes.
All right. Do you guys know? I'm totally spacing on his name. He's, like, a black guy. He's, like, really, I don't know. I don't remember. Mm-mm. Like, his name is, like, Giancarlo and, like, in real life or something. Mm. But he kind of looked like this guy. And he's, like, this nerdy little, you know, nerdy little black dude comes up. And he starts talking to Sarah and us and I. We're just bullcrapping. I'm like, oh, you're a sweet kid. He's like, oh, I'm going to go sing now. Had some amazing pipes. Dang. Like, better than I thought he had. I'm like, oh, that was a nice interaction. We made a friend. He's like, can I have your card? I'll email you. I'm like, okay, sure, have my card. He did email me. And then shortly after him, another guy comes up to us. This guy was not so cute and not so cool. Like, he was this chubby 40-something-year-old dude who was drunk out of his mind and kept wanting to sit next to Sarah.
Winner. Sounds attractive. Why didn't she jump on that?
Right? And he was just super inebriated and super annoying. And I'm getting drunker and drunker because I, again, probably another reason why I'm doing the 30-day challenge. I ended up getting pretty drunk that night, too, on Thursday. So Thursday and
Friday. It's been a pattern.
I need to stop. He was just being super like, oh, you're the most beautiful woman in this bar, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay, thanks. Like, oh. And at one point, I'm getting more and more angry. So I'm like, hey, like, I have a hard time being mean to people, like, actually to their face.
Maybe I should have showed up.
Yeah. So I'm like, but this is when I've been drinking and I was just really irritated because I'm trying to have a conversation with Sarah, like an important one. I'm like, bro, we're trying to have our girl time. Can you please go back to your seat? And he's just, like, ignoring me, like, and I'm just like, dude, hey, please leave. Can you please get up? Yes, get up, leave,
it's
now.
Like, next chapter is physical
force. She's so proud of
like,
you.
She's taken, like, you know, just trying to, I'm like, she's seeing someone, please leave. Like, and at one point, he's like, you don't know who I am. I work for this company, and I make this much money, and I'm sexy. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah. I'm, like, laughing in his face. I'm like, ah, no.
You're like, D, none of the above.
No. So then my boy of the night comes up, because I think he went to the wrestling thing, and so he came by afterwards, the NXT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because he lives up north, so he's like, oh, I can stop by on the way. Mm-hmm. And he sits next to me. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And the guy would leave and then come back, leave and come back throughout the night. And so when my buddy sits next to me, I see the guy coming back. I'm like, dude, you need to, like, he will not leave us alone. Sit next to Sarah right now. Sit next to Sarah. And so Sarah grabs him and she's like, yeah, this is my man. This is my guy. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like trying to like, and my, the guy's like intimidating. He's kind of like a bigger dude, like muscular kind of a thing. So he's trying to be intimidating without being overly so, without trying to actually start a fight. And he didn't. So he did a good balance. He's like, no, bro, it's cool. Just, you know, please leave, you know, please go. And he's like, oh, can I sit next to you to me? And I'm like, no, absolutely not in his face. Like, I have a hard time doing that. But being drunk, I was so happy I was saying that. I'm like,
good
no,
for you.
Get out of here.
There's an aspect of that, though, that pisses me off royally. A woman can tell a guy, no, I'm not interested. I'm seeing somebody, and he will continue to pester the hell out of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the minute that a guy sits down next to her and is like, dude, this is my chick, then he backs off.
Well, because he's going to get his ass kicked, because this guy could have kicked his ass,
but
too.
But still, it's like, you can't respect a woman
saying no
until she has a man speaking for her.
But then at the same time, they get all pissy. It's like, oh, why can't girls just tell us directly what they want? We always have to be mind readers. Like, because when we tell you, you don't get it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you don't listen.
In one ear and
you
out the other. Listen.
No, but at one point, he's like, well, can I sit with you guys? And the guy I was we were hanging out with, he's like, all right, if you do karaoke, if you go sing a karaoke song and you impress us and you could sit with us. So then he go, and like even the waitress like saw, like she felt so bad for us. She was like at one point telling him like, buddy, you need to go back to your seat. You need to leave these girls alone. Mm-hmm. Like the waitress, I think the karaoke DJ saw it at one point, because when Sarah went to go sing, he went up front row to go watch her, and I immediately like C-block and like sang with her. Like C-block. I got like one microphone, so I'm like hugging Sarah. Like, dude, no, like this is, and
we call that a, you might need to bleep this out, SWAT.
I like that.
Swatter.
I'm gonna definitely have to bleep that twice. but my favorite part though was I'm like, oh, you go sing. He's like, okay, I'm gonna go sing. And then we had already paid our checks, and I'm like, all right, let's go. As he's singing, we walk out the door. Nice. And it's at the rickshaw, so you can, like, he saw us. Like, he's like, what? Like, as he's singing, he saw us leave. Like, wait, they're leaving. And we're like, okay, let's just go. And we just left.
That's pretty damn funny.
And I definitely tipped the waitress extra. I'm like, thanks for trying. Like, I mean, you were looking out for us.
Yeah.
That's what us girls do. But yeah, guys, it's not cute. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Take the hint.
And girls, if you're a girl that does that, like, hey, like, I have a girlfriend, or, you know, it's like, oh, she's not here. Oh, my God, you're so cute. Don't be that girl either. Mm-mm. That's not cool. Be respectful of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, but I thought that was hilarious. And I think Sarah could tell the story a little better from her perspective.
God, that's awesome.
So next time we podcast with her, definitely we'll have to
get the update
from her. And I want to hear about her taco dude.
Yeah. Paco's Tacos.
I just want to call him
Taco.
All right. Well, it's a good natural stopping point for us. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get, I don't know what, do I want Euros or tacos now? Or I've been wanting burgers.
I have all pasta and chicken in the fridge. Except I have to go watch Front Desk and then eat.
I'm so hungry.
All right. Well, we're going to go get some food.
I'm going to ice my crotch.
And scene.
Mic drop.
Done.
Bye.
Bye.